It's a Thursday afternoon. We have a special guest joining us by phone on Pioneer 90.1. It's Barb Geer from Middle River, Minnesota. Yeah, sure. Hi, Barb. How are you?
Just great.
We were supposed to be on the air Tuesday, part of the Northwest Minnesota Arts Council segment. And, we had some difficulties in coordinating time. My phone died on Tuesday. It was resurrected yesterday. So we're trying our best to get together today, which we have. And let's talk about your position there in the big city of Middle River. You work at The Honker. What is The Honker?
Well, I actually published The Honker. The Honker is our Middle River newspaper.
Okay.
We are the self-proclaimed Goose Capital of Minnesota, and so we named our newspaper The Honker for that reason.
And you're the publisher, and you've been there for how long, Barb?
We've had the newspaper for about 7 years. It's getting close to 8 now.
Describe your newspaper for me.
Well, we call it a good news newspaper. We mostly cover the topics of school activities and community activities and things like that. We let all the bigger newspapers take care of all the bad stuff.
I like that attitude. When does the paper come out?
Once a week. Most of our customers, our subscribers, get it on Saturdays. We have it printed at the Times in Thief River, and we pick it up sometime Thursday. We mail it out on Friday. And so some people get the newspaper on Friday if they buy it uptown or get it at one of our other vendors. But most people get it on Saturday in the mail.
And does The Honker have a website?
We do. It is thehonker.com.
Very simple, thehonker.com. Well, you're joining me as it ties to a theater work. You've been on the air before here at Pioneer 90.1, and you're involved in community theater up there. And tonight happens to be the final production or presentation of Steel Magnolias. If you would, tell us what that is. What is Steel Magnolias?
Steel Magnolias is just a wonderful story about six women in Chincapin, Louisiana. Five of the women happened to patronize Truby's beauty shop, and it's a very special day because Shelby, the young one of the crew, is getting married, and so they're all having their hair done and getting made up for the big event that is happening.
Mm-hmm.
So during the course of this time, Shelby has a diabetic seizure, and the story revolves around how the friends support each other through the marriage, the birth of a baby, the kidney transplant, and the consequent death of Shelby. It sounds like kind of a morbid story, but it is really very funny, and it's also very uplifting. There are a lot of life lessons in this piece of work.
Is it based on a book?
No, it's not. It was actually written as a play.
It was.
It was written by Robert Harling.
Okay.
And he wrote it after his sister died of diabetes. It's kind of almost a biographical play written on his experiences.
And maybe a tribute to his sister as well.
Sister. Yes.
Well, performances began Monday. You had performances Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and again tonight in that run. Where do you perform on stage?
We perform at Northland Community and Technical College in Thief River.
Mm-hmm.
They have a beautiful little theater in there. It seats about, just over 200 people, I think. It's very intimate. There's not a bad seat in the house. I really enjoy working there.
Tonight's performance is sold out.
Yes, it is.
No tickets. Oh, no. And how has the run been this week?
There were a few empty seats on Monday night. It's kind of typical, the first night, and then mm-hmm. the word gets out the play's worth seeing, and then the rest of the nights are sold out. We had a kind of an adventure Monday night, and I think it was paralleled in Grand Forks. We had bad weather.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. Yeah.
So Monday night's performance was an adventure for all of us, including the audience, because first the lights flickered on and off. We were wondering if we were going to make it at all. Well, then I think it was Act 2, Scene 1, the radio is supposed to come on and the lights are supposed to go off. Well, the radio didn't come on, so these six women are standing up there wondering what to say and making up the lines as they went along. And then the lights never went off, and so I finally ran up to the light booth and said, well, can we at least shut off the lights? And they said, no, we can't. We're stuck.
Oh, it's out of our control, right?
In front of the audience, and I said, I've always thought, I've done so much performing myself, and I said, I thought that everything that could possibly go wrong had gone wrong, but this is a new one even for me.
You know, that's a great point, because part of the involvement in a production like that with the community theater is having fun. That's a big part of it.
Well, we got a laugh anyway.
Yeah,
but so so we rebooted the equipment and went on to Act 2, Scene 2, which is the very emotional, the most emotional scene of all. There's many ups and downs in the whole production, but the most emotional scene, if you know the story at all, comes when the mom, Malin, just kind of breaks down after the death, and she's so angry, and she's crying, and she's screaming. We just got to that point, and then the janitor came in and said that the sirens had gone off in Thief River, and we had to go to the sheltered room, so we evacuated the theater.
Oh, my goodness. Oh.
And we're probably out for about 20 minutes, and then we came back and finished the play. There's a line in the play that Weezer says, well, the only reason people like me is because I have more money than God. So when we were going to start again, I told her, now you have to say this, and she thought I was crazy. I said, but I want you to go out there. And I want you to say that I may have more money than God, but he has more power. So she did that, and the audience just cheered. It was just kind of broke the ice, and it was really fun. And, and then they finished with a real bang. And, you know, I couldn't be prouder of six people than I was of those women that night.
No, that's a great story. And this highlights why community theater is so important. It's a local production. It's local actors and actresses, directors like Barb, and it's something that is very important when it comes to the culture of the region. And again, these productions are made possible through the help of agencies like the Northwest Minnesota Arts Council. Well, Barb, I wish we had more time. I do want to talk to you again in the future before your next production, not after, okay?
Okay, that would be great.
Would that be a good deal? Well, Barb, thank you so much again for joining us on Pioneer 90.1. Again, the website for The Honker is thehonker.com. She's the publisher of The Honker from Middle River, Minnesota, Barb Geer. Thank you again, Barb.
Thank you, Ron.
Barb Geer on Pioneer 90.1.